My name's Carla Hernandez.
I ran into Carla on a weekday morning out on the mall. She grew up here and explains how she manages the high rent and cost of living.
Well, it's usually more than one job, sometimes even full-time two jobs, if you can manage like in the morning and in the evening. And lots of preparation for the off-season. Yes.
Polly Rostova follows a similar strategy.
So my first job is here at L'Occitane. I'm a part-time sales associate, and then I work at Down Valley Tavern in Elgibao as a waitress.
Rostova is good-natured about her busy schedule, but she'd like to have a simpler one.
I would really like to have just one job and like a set schedule so I know when I'm working, when my days off are. I think that would be better.
Affording to live in Aspen can be tricky. A study last year found that personal wages have been going down over the last decade. In a place where purchasing a home easily runs into the millions, the median income for workers in Pitkin County is about $30,000. That's according to the U.S. Census. The Aspen-based Next Generation Commission has found affordable housing is a key roadblock to settling in Aspen long-term.
You know, we've tried to keep the employee housing rent at no more than 30% of someone's pay. What we hope to do with that is allow them to just work one job.
Jeff Hanley is with the Aspen Skiing Company, one of the biggest employers in the valley. Subsidized affordable housing has long been an Aspen tactic to make living here more within reach. There's the city and county program in Aspen, as well as other government programs. Aspen Skiing Company and some major employers have also gotten into the game. Hanley says it's common for employees to talk about figuring out where to live.
I started out in free market rentals, and then I was in deed restricted rentals through Pitkin County Housing, and then I bought into the affordable housing program, and then as I kept things kept changing, I moved down to Basalt.
Also out and about on a recent weekday morning was Dan Coleman. He's a contractor in Aspen. Coleman agrees that locals often graduate from affordable housing in Aspen to purchasing a home down valley.
New people to the valley like to live in town, single people and so forth. And then as you get established and you have a family and would like to have a yard and maybe a garage, it's basically almost impossible to live in Aspen.
Which, for Coleman, is okay, because he prefers the amenities in the Mid-Valley, like getting to Whole Foods easily and playing golf in the off-season.
You know, it's like a rock concert. You know, once you've had enough, you want to break and let your ears adjust. And Aspen does rock. It's a great place. But do you want it 24/7?
But that switch to purchasing a house or condo down valley doesn't always work out. Jenny Haberman handles human resources for the Aspen School District, which also provides a cheaper way to live.
Initially, our employee housing was designed sort of as a springboard for new employees. But the housing costs have increased so much. The ability to purchase housing is pretty difficult.
Like Ski Co., the district tries to offset other costs, including transportation. Still, there are cases where that's not enough to make a difference. Some teachers have second jobs, or they decide to teach in other towns.
There are several, definitely, who have left because they just cannot afford to stay, and that's just the nature of the beast.
Jeff Hanley says it comes down to the sacrifices someone is willing to make, and whether they're willing to make being in Aspen in the valley a priority.
You know, when you first come here as a young person and you start raising a family and you're like, I'll never be able to afford to live here. But you love the place. You love what you're doing. It just works out. It's karma or something.
But at the same time, for many people, those sacrifices are much harder now than they were decades ago. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.